AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says he's signing an order instructing the Homeland Security Secretary to immediately pay Transportation Security Administration agents. The president announced his decision in a social media post, saying he wanted to quickly stop the, quote, chaos at the airports. Iran has started demanding vessels give up detailed information and detour into Iranian waters before being vetted by its Revolutionary Guards. In some cases, vessels have paid for passage through the strait. Meanwhile, Trump has given Iran until April 6th to open the waterway so oil shipments can move. He also says negotiations with Iran are going well. Iran insists there are no negotiations. In Hawaii, officials say a helicopter crashed on the remote island of Kauai. 3 people were killed and 2 injured. Lawmakers in California voted to rename Cesar Chavez Day as Farm Workers Day.
The state holiday is only a few days away, and the vote follows recent accusations of sexual abuse by Chavez. Republican Senator Suzette Valadares says her family built a life in California by working the fields.
This is not about one person. This is not about one narrative. It's about honoring generations of sacrifice, of resilience, and hope. Because no one person owns this story.
Senate President pro tempore Monique Limon was thinking about a worker in her district who died after being chased by an ICE agent last summer.
His death is a reminder of how much farm workers risk every day to put food on our table.
Cities across the country have remade or canceled annual celebrations to honor Chavez. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores were back in court yesterday, months after they were arrested for drug trafficking charges. AP correspondent Mike Sisick has more.
Maduro and Flores say they don't have enough money to foot their own defense bills. They want the Venezuelan government to pay. The U.S. government, they say, is standing in the way. The Treasury Department, which has sanctions on Venezuela, has blocked the ability for the Venezuelan government to pay those legal fees. Now, Judge Alvin Hellerstein had a hearing that lasted more than an hour. The defense had asked him to throw this entire case out because of this issue with legal representation. Hellerstein said he won't do that, but if, after his ruling, the government is still blocking the funding of Maduro and Flores' defense, then lawyers for those two can revisit the issue of potentially dismissing the case.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.